I'm going to record this. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Please accept my humble obeisances, O gorgeous Srila Prabhupada.
Lord Prabhupada. How did you do 120 yesterday?
Good. Yeah.
How did you do it, though?
We went on the cookie marathon, and then I just handed them books saying, would you like to take a book?
Fantastic. What kind of books did you do?
I think I did the Isha Upanishad, The Higher Taste, and Chant and Be Happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did quite a lot of that. I can't remember that.
Very good. Very good. Are you having any plans to go out for the weekend or any other days?
I think Mummy's going to take me out on book distribution on Saturday.
You're going back?
Yes, going tomorrow.
Oh, I didn't know she was going back. How are we going to do without her over here? Are you having a party without her being there?
No.
Who, your father's taking care of you?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, well, Saturday, that's good. Today is the day when Hungarian devotees go out, so I just sent Bhakti Devi. You know Bhakti Devi? You don't know
her? I know.
Oh. Yeah, anyway, she was here in England with her kids, her two kids. Dhanavir and Damayanti. Damayanti's a girl. And they're going out, and the Gurukul's going out. So I sent them your score, that's the bar they got to compete with today. How did the other children do? Anyone else? Did nice?
About four of us.
Uh-huh.
We had a bag of like 35 cookies, I think, and then like 9 or 10 books.
Mm-hmm.
I think we sold just like, there was like a few left, so we must have sold like 20, 25 packets or something.
Mm. And the children, who else went out with you? With children?
Yeah.
Which?
The whole Key Stage 2 went.
Oh, how many children altogether?
I think on Tuesday it was 23 children.
Uh huh.
And then yesterday a couple didn't come, so I think it would be about 20.
Did they enjoy it?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you feel enlivened when you came back?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice giving Krishna consciousness to people. Give them the holy name, you give them prasadam, you give them books. That's the three best things to give to others. Anyway, your mother went out the other day. She did pretty good. Your mother went out the other day. She did pretty good. Okay, and you're heading off to school now?
I think we should be moving out, like maybe 8:15 or something.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Okay, anything you want to talk about? Any questions?
Well,
Hare Krishna.
I think I sent you all my questions on the letter.
Did I answer them?
No,
I haven't grown up. No? Well, on a letter you sent them, not on the podcast.
Podcast ones you answered, but when she wrote you a letter about
being angry. No, I answered that.
No,
yeah.
You read it out at the Vyasapitcha, but you didn't reply to her about how to stop being angry with her sister.
Are you still angry with your sister?
Yeah, every night she just talks all like hours.
Really?
Be quiet!
Well, you sleep in the same room as her.
Yes.
And she just talks.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people like that also. Does she talk about Krishna?
No.
What does she talk about?
I don't even remember.
Really?
Just random things that come into my head. I'm like, what? Why did you remember this? This was like last year.
Well.
Talks about things like, oh, you're not coming to my birthday party. I'm like, seriously? It's next year.
Really? Did you, well, you know, in Hungary, what mothers used to give their children to make them go to sleep is they give a poppy seed cake. Because poppy seed's cake is a little intoxicating and it puts you to sleep. makes the kids behave.
That's what mommy shares feed issues then.
Well, overcoming anger. I mean, sometimes devotees are naturally angry, but probably the best thing would be is to just get another room.
Yeah, that's impossible
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes it's a circumstance you have to change, and it's natural. I'd probably be angry if someone was talking to me at night when I'm trying to go to sleep. Yeah, I used to have that with Keshav Bharti Maharaj. Okay, so listen, I hope you have a nice day in school today. When do your holidays start?
Tomorrow at 2 o'clock, not 3:15.
Tomorrow, really?
Yeah.
So that means you're out. Okay, I'm going to be there. Are you going to be there for Gita Jayanti on Sunday? Yeah, because I'm coming down, and then we'll do Gita Jayanti. But then that means you have to sponsor some Bhagavad Gitas and then pass them out.
Okay.
Have you got any money in your piggy bank?
Well, I fill it up. My mom's dad gives me like £2 a week.
£2 a week?
Yeah.
Wow, how'd you get so much money? You know what my allowance was when I was your age? 50 cents. 50 cents, 50 pence, £2 a week. Boy, that's pretty.
Now I was living in a different house. Now I think it's just usual.
Oh. Okay, well listen, I'll see you on Sunday then. I'll see you at Gita Jayanti. And anyway, I'll try and meditate on what to tell your sister. Maybe you just need to put some tape over her mouth at night or something.
We might do it.
Okay. Otherwise, you just like learn some kind of mantra that puts her to sleep and she just passes out. A lullaby, a transcendental lullaby. Okay. Well, here's Lalita Sakhi's all getting ready to go out today. She did very good yesterday. She beat you, though. She did like 160 pounds. Doing a lot of books on the street. Okay, we're going to get ready. We've got Prasadam coming up. And thank you for doing so nice on Sankirtan. And then, yeah, let's see if you have some more time. It's a shame that you didn't come up here. It would have been nice if you had been up here and you could have come out with us. Yesterday we went to Liverpool, the day before we were in Manchester. Okay. All right, so have a good day at school. And say hello to all the kids. And then I'll see you on Sunday. Okay, Hare Krishna. Here's your mother.
Thank you very much. Okay, I'll call you later.